It's the Vinyl Countdown. Jonathan Charles.
And welcome to the show for vinyl lovers. We're going on a road trip across Europe. Let's hope we don't get lost. Very distinctive vocals of Bonnie Tyler, 10 weeks in the charts for her in 1976 with Lost in France, and all the songs on today's show are connected to European place names. We're on a virtual road trip, a holiday around the continent. As ever, we're in the studio, surrounded by real 7 and 12-inch records. And as usual, joining me is my son Max as I teach him about some of the great vinyl of my youth. Max, what do you make of Bonnie Tyler?
I actually really quite enjoyed that track. It's just really great how it's quite upbeat despite being lost. And she has this really sweet voice. It's like honey.
Well, it's very funny, isn't it? Because it's a really good voice, but at the same time, it's very throaty.
Yeah, it is. But I still feel like it's quite sweet and upbeat.
She's very well known for her throatiness.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Bonnie Tyler, she was born in a coal mining town in Wales, Max, and I think you can hear her Welsh accent in her singing voice.
Weirdly, I couldn't really hear the Welsh accent, but I'm not particularly great with accents.
No, I really felt you could hear that, and it's quite interesting because a lot of singers, of course, try to lose whatever British accents they have. They often sound quite American.
Like Freddie Mercury.
Well, I think like quite a few artists, actually, they seem to think the way to be successful is to go transatlantic.
Because then you can appeal to the billions of people in America.
Well, it's about, yes, making sure your music is accessible right around the world.
Yeah, because everyone will listen to American music, not so much to British music.
Now, Max, as with so many artists on our show, she started singing in church.
Really?
That happens quite often. We often find that a lot of singers, they begin singing in a church choir or something like that. I guess it's a way of singing in public, isn't it?
Yeah, I didn't start singing in a church choir.
You didn't. You sing in a school choir.
Yes, I do.
Now, she had a lot of success in mainland Europe, and she represented the UK in the 2013 Eurovision Song Contest.
Well, look how that went.
I have to say, I'm not sure she got null point.
Yeah.
It's amazing, though, that even a star like Bonnie Tyler couldn't do well at Eurovision.
Yeah, I mean, it's just that Britain has a terrible reputation at Eurovision. Pretty much since the 80s, or since Katrina and the waves, I think, there hasn't been a British victory. It's because it just gets worse and worse every year.
Very difficult for Britain, I think, to break through.
Yeah, I mean, it is really difficult for them to do well, but all the other countries can do it. Why not us?
So all of our songs today, Max, are linked to places in mainland Europe. We've had France already. You've been there.
Yeah, I have. I've been to quite a few places in mainland Europe.
You like France?
I do.
Well, in an interview, Lost in France singer Bonnie Tyler talked about her very gravelly voice.
It's naturally like this. I mean, I turn up at gigs and the local tour promoters might... They listen to me speak and they think, oh my God, is she going to be able to do the show tonight? You know, she sounds like she hasn't got a voice. But I always sound like this, you know. I did have to have a throat operation in 1978 after I recorded Lost in France. And left me slightly more husky than I was before. But at least I can reach the notes now, whereas before the operation I just couldn't get up there, you know.
You can get what you want, or you can to realize Vienna waits for you. When will you realize Vienna waits for you?
Yeah.
And our European tour on vinyl continues, courtesy of Billy Joel. We were with him in Vienna, and that was the B-side to his 1977 hit, Just the Way You Are. And then we stopped off for a meal with scenes from an Italian restaurant, also from the 1977 album The Stranger. Max, I know you like Billy Joel.
I really do love Billy Joel. I mean, we heard both of those tracks live, I think, in Manchester quite a while ago, actually.
That's right, yeah. When we saw Billy Joel playing live in Old Trafford, he did perform both of those. It shows how much they're loved by people who really like Billy Joel.
Who like travelling around Europe.
And probably people who like travelling around Europe. Scenes from an Italian Restaurant, Max, was never a single, but it has become one of his most loved compositions. People really, really enjoy that.
Yeah, I mean, I really like it from what I've heard of it just now, and it's really fantastic.
Well, Billy Joel says the restaurant's based on a real one, Fontana di Trevi, which he went to regularly while playing a series of concerts in 1977.
Is that one that Don Corleone murdered someone at?
I don't think it's the one from The Godfather, as far as I know.
I don't think so, but maybe it is.
It's quite a complex piece of songwriting, isn't it? It's in very distinct sections. It starts as a ballad, and then it gets faster.
Yeah, I mean, it turns into like quite a high-energy track, doesn't it?
It says quite a lot, probably, about the style of Billy Joel and his ability as a musician.
Yeah, I mean, he's very talented if he can switch like that so easily.
Because there's a bit of rock and roll almost in the middle, isn't
there? Yeah, there is, and it's fantastic.
But, you know, when we watched him, he's a real musician, isn't he? You can tell by the way he plays the piano.
Yeah, I mean, he's classically trained, and it's obvious.
And Vienna as well is another brilliant piano piece.
Yeah, I love it. That piano playing, I mean, it's the most incredible thing, isn't it? I mean, when you hear him live especially, you can just, it's such a skill to be able to play like that.
He's a wordsmith as well, I think. When he does a song, he paints a picture. You can imagine being in that Italian restaurant. You can imagine the scene in the song Vienna as well.
Yes, I can. Speaking of Italian restaurant, Jonathan won't let me play Shut Up or Your Face.
We're not having Joe Dolce on a story about going around Europe.
Really, though? I mean, it's...
Definitely not.
I mean, it's about Italy and his nonna.
Bad news, listener. Max has discovered that in the vinyl library, we have a copy of Joe Dolce and Shut Up or Your Face.
Anyway, let's see. If enough of you write in, I'll convince Jonathan to play Shut Up or Your Face live.
I'm trying to imagine what it would take to get me to play that record.
Lottery?
A lottery win. Even with that, I don't think I'd play Joe Dolce.
Really?
Definitely not. Max, you're going to be back later with more on one of our artists connected to our road trip around Europe. Up next, though, we go disco dancing. All the tracks are related to places in Europe. That's our theme today. And all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown. Disco music.
Ba-da-da-da-da-da.
European tour continues. We headed into an Italian disco, the cocktail mix of Michele Idei. Pino D'Angio sold 2 million copies of that on vinyl in 1980. I remember it being huge in European discos at the time. And it's based on the McFadden and Whitehead tune, of course, Ain't No Stopping Us Now. This is Jonathan Charles. We'll be hearing from Ryan Paris, the pop group Berlin, and many more as we carry on our virtual European tour.
The best sound around.
It's the Vinyl Countdown.
With music just for you, Jonathan Charles.
Say you're gonna love me.
I hope you enjoyed La Dolce Vita, a little bit of Italian life brought to you by a man named Ryan Paris. That definitely qualifies for our European Odyssey twice over. A 1983 top 10 hit in many countries. Max is going to be back shortly with more on one of our featured artists. The triple plays on the way, all connected to our European theme, all on vinyl.
It's the Vinyl Countdown 1986.
Yeah.
1987.
they're trying to prove it won't fall out. And all the men are gargoyles dipped long in Irish stout. The whole place is pickled, the people are pickles for sure, and no one knows that they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone, anywhere alone. Everyone is blonde and everyone is beautiful. And when blonde and beautiful are multiple, they become so dull and dutiful. And when faced with dull and dutiful, they fire red warning flares, battle cocky personality with red underwear. Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone, anywhere pickles for sure, and no one knows that they've done more here than they ever would do in a jar. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone. This could be Rotterdam or anywhere, Liverpool or Rome, 'cause Rotterdam is anywhere, anywhere alone,
and that was the Vinyl Countdown triple play, all the tracks linked to our European tour. First you heard a band called Berlin with Take My Breath Away. That was a 1986 UK number one, and the song was used in the movie Top Gun. Then we heard French singer France Gall with Ella, Ella, which is French for Ella, She Has It, a tribute track to Ella Fitzgerald, and that was a big success in Europe. And finally, a song called Rotterdam by the Beautiful South. Max, you've returned to the studio and you've been finding out some more about the Beautiful South.
The Beautiful South were an English pop group formed by Paul Heaton and Ernest Hemingway. No, sorry, I meant Dave Hemingway.
That sounds better.
They were both members previously of a famous Hull group called the House Martins. The Beautiful South often wrote songs about social issues, including football hooliganism, domestic violence and nationalism. They regarded themselves not only as musicians, but also as social commentators. In 1994, Jackie Abbott, who had been working as a supermarket shelf stacker, joined the group. She had been spotted by the band singing at a party, and she sang on the hit Rotterdam, which reached number 5 in the UK charts. The group sold 15 million records worldwide and split up in 2007. They joked that they split not because of musical differences in the band, but musical similarities. And we're talking about Rotterdam, so I thought I'd talk about their follow-up, Amsterdam, which didn't
I've never heard of that.
I know, it didn't do particularly well.
I think you're joking.
Of course I am.
Well, I think the Beautiful South were very clever songwriters, some stunning lyrics in their tracks, including in Rotterdam.
Yeah, I mean, those are fantastic lyrics, aren't they, if you listen to them?
Again, they're storytellers, a bit like Billy Joel, whom we heard from earlier in the show.
Yeah, I mean, it's very important to be able to tell a story through music.
Well, we've been all over Europe on today's show, Max. A holiday without ever leaving the studio.
I mean, since we can't get away at the moment, that was great.
Do you feel well rested?
Yeah, thanks for taking me on holiday.
Anytime, you're very welcome, and it was very cheap as well.
Yeah, only £1 for the jingle, nothing else.
Well, we've got one more hit still to come, linked to a place in Europe.
But before that, how about your thoughts on Instagram and Twitter? On Instagram, we're at Vinyl Countdown Podcast, and on Twitter, we're at Vinyl Countdown 10.
So let's play out where we started. In France, Gary Moore's haunting 1979 hit, Parisian Walkways. Phil Lynott of Thin Lizzy on vocals, of course. See you next time with another box of great vinyl.
Bye.
Michelle and old Beaujolais wine, and I recall that you were mine in those Parisian days.
The Vinyl Countdown.